Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, we've made it to song number 10 in our 12-part series on songs from Keys to My Head, my most recent album. Today's song is a song that was written near the early part of the pandemic, and it is kind of pandemic-themed. So we'll listen to On That Day from Keys to My Head and talk a little bit about it on the other side.
We need the human touch.
They will come.
come a day we will hug our mothers, and there will come a day we will kiss our lovers, and on that day we'll be sisters and brothers, and the sun will rise. May we truly see each other on that day.
I'm guessing that everyone has their own unique experience of the pandemic and of COVID-19 and of 2020 and all of that good stuff. But at the same time, I think it's really clear that we have had a shared experience as well. That's one thing about something like a pandemic. Not only are you really aware that everyone in your town, in your state, is going through something similar with you? You're really aware that your nation and even this planet, the whole globe, is moving through this in various waves. And as we look at what's happening in Asia, and then what's happening in Europe, and we see what's coming to us and what's on the way, and how we're all so incredibly interconnected, and then new strains coming up and new things spreading and going from state to state, from nation to nation around the globe, back and forth, you begin to realize how much a part of a very large system that we are. Like a pond, you drop a pebble in one little part of it, and eventually those rings will spread around the entire pond, and then bounce back, and then it's remarkable. This, though, was one of my expressions of my experience. My wife and I began social distancing probably around March, the middle of March of 2020, and we all, I think, thought it would be over with pretty soon, not real long, summer at the latest. But here we are, still kind of still in the midst of it, here in March of 2021, and still not certainly closer to the end, whatever the end will be. But not there yet. So this was early on, about a year ago. And so we had just we'd spent probably about a month kind of social distancing, and my work had gone virtual mostly, and Cheryl was still going into work some, but taking a lot of precautions with masks. And then at one point she was kind of furloughed for a bit and staying home. And so we were seeing a lot of each other and our dogs, but not a lot of anyone else. And so I began the song thinking about my parents. I have parents who are in their early, well, mid to late 70s now. And of course, they were social distancing as well. And I realized I wasn't able to hug my mom or my dad, or for that matter, either of my daughters who live in town. And I began to think about that, how we have this shared shared experience, shared with people that I don't even know, shared very aware. I mean, watching the numbers, watching the hearing stories of families who have lost loved ones, knowing people personally who were dying, and yet very, very separate, together, and yet very separate. So we'll take a look at the song. And I did, when I first wrote the song, it was a kind of an immediate thing, and I did a quick recording and put it out on YouTube, a live, immediate live version. And I will, I'll put the link to that video on the Podbean site for Dancing Moon Songcast. Yeah, let's take a look at the lyrics and then we'll talk just a little bit about it. There came a day we didn't hug our mothers. There came a day we didn't kiss our lovers. And on that day, the sun rose like any other. But we watched the numbers grow, those who didn't recover. There came a day, there came a day. So what was remarkable about the natural environment is that it was doing just fine. And of course, a part of the natural environment are all these viruses, which were, you know, killing large numbers of us, which also is a normal natural thing, though horrific. It is part of nature. But I was struck that nature, sunny, beautiful days were still coming, though the whole of existence felt sort of dark. Birds were singing and our dogs were doing great. The seasons were coming and going just like normal. And yet we as a species were really suffering and fearful, and rightfully so. And yet there's something about that irony of feeling that the world is going on in very normal, natural ways, but there's something very unnatural about the way I'm needing to live, out of consideration for myself, certainly, but for other people that I care about, that I love. It's one thing to lose a loved one. Which is a horrific thing, no matter how it happens. But it's quite another thing to know that I brought death to them. Whether I intended to or not, I brought death to them. I gave my mom the virus, or I gave my daughter my friend the virus, and then they died. Although we can rationalize and talk about how that's, you know, you can't feel guilty. I didn't create the virus. I didn't, you know. There's still that question that we're grappling with. If I know that it's dangerous, and I know that there are things I can do to mitigate those dangers, and I don't do them, maybe that doesn't make me guilty, but it makes me somehow, I think, culpable. I don't want to be in that situation. I don't even want to have to debate whether or not my carelessness caused the death of someone else. I don't even want to have to sit and debate it. I want to know that I did whatever I could do to keep myself and everybody else as safe and as alive as possible. And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. And I know we still have people grappling with that right now. I guess I'll have to say I don't understand. I understand feeling compelled to have to go into a dangerous situation, because I have to keep my job, I have to continue to make money to feed my children. I understand all of that. I don't have a problem understanding that. I have a problem understanding not doing everything within my power to be as safe as I possibly can for myself and for everyone else around, those I love and those I know and those I don't know. Because there's so much that we can do. Masking, washing, distancing, taking those precautions. But the toll it takes on us. Yeah, this song is about that, I think. Next verse. There came a day we couldn't leave our houses. There came a day we looked at children and spouses and wondered if they could be spared and counted among the saved. There came a day, there came a day. You know, as early on, before we know much about the virus, you know, we just have massive numbers of people dying in horrific ways. And so much of it happened. It was centered in New York. And I, a friend, not one that I'd known for a long time, but a good man died that I knew personally early on in this. And you watch those numbers and you wonder about the reasons and you wonder about how to be safe, and you wonder about your own loved ones, and you wonder what's going to happen, what could happen. Will it just take us by surprise? And so you hunger for all the information that you can get to be as safe and as protective as you can be. But the things you have to do, stay away from those you love. Distance from those you love, not touch those you love. Those things feel like a real loss. In attempting to avoid a permanent loss, you experience a real immediate loss. And so we get it's kind of an extended bridge. And love still remains. It's in the stains on the masks and gloves. And love still proclaims all the names of those who risk dying for us. And love makes a claim on the heart that cares enough to love and sing this refrain to remind us we need the human touch. Love and sing this refrain to remind us we need the human touch. Love and sing this refrain to remind us we need the human touch. We need the human touch. So the question that's answered there is not a question that's asked necessarily. It's probably implied, but not asked in the song. In all this distancing, where is love? And of course, love, we had stories of that constantly. Loved ones saying goodbye via cell phone or iPad. But then also the very inspiring love stories about nurses and doctors and first responders and medical people who are every day, though they have families and children and spouses of their own, they are every day putting themselves right in the center of the pandemic. Taking precautions, yes. Being careful, yes. But they're putting themselves at risk day after day. And still are. though we've come a long ways, but still are putting themselves at risk day after day to save lives. And that is a good definition, I think, of love, taking that kind of action for the benefit of others at potential cost to oneself. And so we remind ourselves of that, and we remind ourselves that the human touch is important, that we need that, whether it is metaphorical when it has to be because of distancing, the necessity of that, or the ultimate eventual hug and touch and handshake and kiss that is coming, that we know is coming eventually. And I felt like one of the important themes is that we learn how important that is, how important our connection to others really, truly is. You realize sometimes things when they are taken away from you. And sadly, that's often too late, but it's not too late with this because although many, I have to say, many did lose loved ones for good, and they realize it more deeply than anyone else. But those of us who had to stay apart, who had to be distanced for a while, hopefully we've learned too the importance of that touch, of that being together. Because we've had to spend some time apart. So we get to the end. There will come a day we will hug our mothers. There will come a day we will kiss our lovers. And on that day, we'll be sisters and brothers, and the sun will rise. May we truly see each other on that day. On that day, may we truly see each other on that day. On that day. In the midst of this craziness of the pandemic and the distancing, we also had so much unrest and awareness of how we do not see each other. We had multiple pandemics happening at the same time, the viral kind and the social kind. And both of them, I think, were trying to teach us something about how much we need each other. We need to see each other. We need to understand each other. We need to be together in this because we don't have any other choice. We are together in this. We're together on this planet, together on this, in this country, in my state, in my community. We're together. And we will either make the best of that and value and appreciate each other and love each other, or we won't. We will be in proximity, and we will either make each other miserable, or we will be the kind of human beings that can call each other brother and sister simply because we are human beings. And that's ultimately the lesson of that I was wanting to get at it with this song, the ideas that I was trying to grapple with. Of course, now, both of my parents have had both their first and second vaccine, and I've had my first. I'm about to have my second. My wife has had her first. Both my daughters have had vaccines. My one daughter's husband has been vaccinated, and my other daughter's boyfriend is just about to get his first vaccination. So I'm so grateful and so thankful now. I actually just a week and a half or so ago hugged my parents for the first time, and so this the song, the projection, the hopefulness has come to pass. We're not done with this. I'm still masking, and I will continue until we're all through this, but with those who are taking those precautions, who are being careful, who have been vaccinated, who are being conscientious about this, we can begin to have moments of normalcy together, doing things. My parents are about to celebrate their anniversary. I think it's the 57th, and I think we're going to be able to be together for that. So that's exciting. Musically, of course, I've mentioned nylon strings. Classical guitar is at the center of this. And then a big piece of this one, of course, was harmonies, vocal harmonies from my wife, Cheryl. That whole bridge section builds to an a cappella chorus of myself and Cheryl together, and I felt like that was important. In fact, a friend who I got some feedback on the song had recommended that, and I thought, yeah, that's what it needs to do. It needs to build toward just the human voice, and so that's what we did. Well, this is an important song, and one that I'm sure I'll go back to in years to come, and with children, with grandchildren and great grandchildren asking about this crazy year that we had of 2020 and 2021 and the pandemic, and this will be part of my story. Thanks for joining me today for another episode of Dance and Moon Songcast. You can find all my music and all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com and stream on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon Music, anywhere you stream your music. Also be looking for my wife and I. We have a brand new band and an album on the way. We're releasing singles right now. Nana Papa. Nana Papa is the name of the band. And we've got four singles out right now, and a fifth one coming out here at the end of the month. We're releasing them every couple of weeks, and they're aimed at children and families. Good songs. So thanks again for joining me, and stay tuned and be well.